A small crowd of about 3 dozen protesters gathered in Kaiser Plaza, holding signs that read, "While schools are closed and homeless grow, Lee votes for war," and "No war with Russia." The protest, organized by the Peace in Ukraine Coalition, is part of a global day of action against the conflict in Ukraine that will culminate on June 25th with protests outside of the NATO summit in Madrid. Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who was the lone vote against the authorization for the use of military force after September 11th, which her own website refers to as a blank check for endless war, prides herself on her anti-war voting record. However, despite her claims 2 months ago that there is no military solution to the war in Ukraine, Lee voted in lockstep with Democrats in Congress to unanimously support a $40 billion aid package to support the war in Ukraine. Eric Johansson, a member of Veterans for Peace, says he's disappointed with the Democratic leadership's decision not to denounce the war.
I'm irritated, but I'm not surprised because both parties are basically in the back pocket of the military-industrial complex, which stands both to the media and to academia and to the think tanks and the rest of it. And so it's more of an establishment reaction, but unsurprising, but pretty irritating, obviously. I wish they could recognize our, as a nation and as an empire, our role in helping foster and facilitate the crisis at hand.
In her statement last month, Lee said that the Ukrainian people needed U.S. support to defend their territory and also needed the nearly $19 billion in economic security and humanitarian assistance the measure provided. But members of the crowd rallying in Oakland said this conflict in Ukraine is a proxy war that will be paid for by American taxpayers. As Oakland faces school closures, a lack of affordable housing, and record inflation, activists think the $40 billion could be spent better here helping Americans at home. Aisha Mansour, an organizer with the Palestinian Youth Movement, says the United States is acting in their own economic and political interest and has never been particularly dedicated to emancipation movements internationally, particularly in the global South.
The support for Ukrainian resistance in mainstream media not only shows where U.S. economic interests lie, but also shows the deep-seated racist nature of this country. We as Palestinians have never had our resistance to occupation glorified by Americans. I cannot speak to you all today without acknowledging how infuriating this hypocrisy is. Americans are not questioning supporting resistance coming from Ukrainians, from white Ukrainians, many of whom are in Nazi brigades, while they have denied us basic human dignity for over 100 years.
In total, the Peace in Ukraine Coalition had 12 events slated to take place nationally and abroad, including in Glasgow, London, and Madrid over the next 2 days. I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan, reporting for KPFA.